This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan, live from McDonald's in Lithonia on Evans Mill Road. Dylan is behind the glass. Dylan, I wish you were out here today because the guys are not cool.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
Oh,
we'll get
man.
To that in a moment.
Oh, yeah. I just want everyone to know that it had nothing to do with me.
Yeah. And but that you also did not help.
Well.
Hang on. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And but we actually have something coming up soon, don't we?
We do, because it's getting close to the final roster's being here, which means cuts are coming. And Sports Radio 99 The Game is going to give you a chance to cut your yard down in style on August 27th at 4 p.m. when the cut deadline hits for football. We'll be giving one lucky listener a Rolux Realmore. It's a chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style. For contest rules and to enter, visit 929thegame.com. I still want a Rolex. When I saw Andy Bunker yesterday, and I did not get a chance to say, hey, I'm going to come steal your Rolex Realmore.
He's not giving it to you.
I'm just going to borrow it.
Yeah, he's
I just want to borrow it. I'll bring it back just like I found it.
He's not giving
I'll
it.
Even clean it for him.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So. Anyways.
Allie, you have some grievances, don't you?
Well, actually, I have to say, Mike Conti said he might be coming out here today. I do need to speak with him today.
Is that what?
I'm going to need the HR lady's
yeah.
name.
Oh,
I don't even know the HR lady's name.
The good thing is it's all on tape.
It is all on tape. I have proof that the morning shift was awful to me this morning.
I'm just going to plead. I'm going to plead the fifth.
Okay.
Hey, man, that was so funny.
I'm going to need to know what the planning was going into this because I was just approached by a gentleman, and he was accusing me of not letting him have 35 cents. And it went on and on.
It was so
and
good.
On. My heart rate is so high right now. Dylan, I'm sorry if I came on before you even turned the mics up.
Yeah, I think Allie's mad at Mike right now, and I just wanted to say that I had nothing to do with this.
And I'm very lucky I put on, like, clinical strength deodorant today because I saw, like, my life flashing before my eyes. I was getting accused of not giving this poor gentleman money, and it was going on and on and on. It was like, when is someone going to step in? When is someone going to help me? And then I heard Mike laughing.
First of all, it's Skip. Skip. And, we have a bunch of listeners here. I appreciate everybody for hanging out.
Great crowd. We have a studio audience or a live audience.
I'll get to that in a minute. But, yeah, Skip hit me up. Sent me a message at 3:30 this morning before I'd even, you know, made my way to brush my teeth. I got a message from Skip, and he's like, hey, I'm going to play a prank on Allie this morning. And Skip's a comedian, and he was like, hey, I'm going to come up and talk to Allie. I'm going to act like I seen her 3 months ago at the store, and I asked her for 25 cents, and her husband was going to give it to me, but she said no. And I was like, Skip, well, I genuinely, like, I mean, I text him back or I message him back at 4:06. I said, where do you come up with this stuff, dude? And he's like, I'm a comedian. That's all we do is sit around and think about dumb stuff to do. And I was like, okay, cool. But, yeah, I will say, I have the video. I haven't posted it or anything. I'll let you make the final cut decision on that one. But it was absolutely classic. You were so stunned in the moment that this man was coming at you. And you were like, I'm sorry, sir. I think you have the wrong person.
Because I would obviously give 35 cents, but I was so scared, Skip, that you were asking for this 35 cents. I was going to give it to you, but I was scared if I open my bag and I don't have 35 cents.
Oh, my God.
Like, what's going to happen?
Good,
like,
stuff.
I was so terrified, and my heart has not recovered quite
yet.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting right across from Allie, and I get this. I've never seen the look that she had.
Yeah, and it was a look of terror.
Really felt bad because I knew what was going on. But I had nothing to do with the pre-planning. I saw Skip, and he gave me the shh. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, we're cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he went in, and I was like, oh, this Allie's got that look. Oh, no, I've never seen this look. It's terrifying.
And we do have a number of – and I do want to give a shout-out to my man Kevin Scandrett of Shadow Rock – the Shadow Rock Center. He's an elementary PE teacher for some special needs individuals. So, man, it's really cool. Like I said, and we had a music teacher a minute ago. I said, doing the Lord's work. This might even be a step up from that. You know, Mr. Scandrick over there. Scandrick, I'm sorry, doing the Lord's work as well. So, really cool to be out here. And I've taken a poll. I've gotten one Lithonia, one Lithonia.
Yeah.
And so there's...
It
Mr.
Really
Scandrick said, I'm a little bit urban, so I say Lithonia. But it is what... That's what he said. And I was like, okay, man, 10-4. I'll take
I'm
it from
a little
you.
Bit country. I say Lithonia.
That's exactly what he said. I was like, all right, man. I'll take it from you, baby. I'm not a local, so I'll let y'all decide.
Well, I
Are you
hope
okay?
I'm good. I feel like I held my professionalism while that was happening.
Yeah. I thought eventually you would notice that I was filming the whole thing, but you stayed locked in.
No,
I don't know if you were just scared that he was going to like rear back and get you or something. I don't know.
Well, I was locked in because I didn't know. I really just did not
like,
know.
Help me. Somebody help me.
Nobody. None of you. I turn around. There are multiple people filming. I did see Gordon get up and start to come around.
Yeah, Gordon was
Gordon was like, hold on, man.
Yeah, we this is going too far.
It's like, Gordon will step up before a former Falcon. Come on.
I was just going to give this. I was boxed in. I couldn't get out. I might have tripped.
There is a
I didn't want to kill the comrades.
No. You could squeeze out right there. That's how you got in that seat right there. So
good stuff.
Wow. Regardless.
And all right, DJ Observant.
I will take a look at the video. We might post some of it. But towards the end, I was getting really scared. So I don't know how that looks. All right, we got to talk about the new Falcon that they signed yesterday. They brought in C.J. Henderson. He's a former first-round pick. He was a free agent cornerback. What does this kind of signify to you guys?
Well, I was the first thing I would think about in a move this late in camp would be, well, normally it would be one of – you look at the – who it is, and to me, he's not the type of Justin Simmons type player that you saw late last year in this time of the season in training camp. But I would say, oh, well, maybe this is a depth piece. I do believe it could be a depth piece, but I believe it's something that they're not seeing from the guys they have in there, that they're going to sign this guy and bring him in, and he's going to play, and he's expected to be on the roster when they hit the 53 because he said, or the report was that he chose them over a few other teams, and
right.
He's not just going to go somewhere and compete for a job if he didn't think when he could have one somewhere else.
Yeah, and look, I mean, this is a guy who last year he was with the Steelers. I know that his contract with the Steelers was 1 year, 1.1. You know what I mean? So I don't know what to take of it. And I said this earlier that Kobe Bryant, the undrafted free agent rookie that came out of Kansas, they had a lot of expectations for him, really seeming like a guy who can make an impact at that position, even though he was undrafted. And he's been marred by injuries. He was injured throughout the beginning of camp. Then he comes back for a couple of days. Then he injures a hamstring again, obviously earlier this week. So I don't know what to think about it. To me, that signals that Kobe Bryant maybe is going to be an extended absence with the hamstring. And maybe they want more athleticism, more depth. It kind of goes along the lines of, and we talked a little bit about it earlier this week, they signed Ronnie Harrison, not only to play safety, he's a former safety, but it looked like he was doing drills with the linebackers. So you're trying to get more athletic, and we talked about that all offseason. This was a team that really lacked athleticism in so many areas defensively. They've been beaten by quarterback scrambles and everything else along the way. Screens kind of go in that category as well. They had to get more athletic, and this looks like what they're trying to do. They keep signing guys with huge upside but obviously on affordable contracts.
So as far as the game tonight, you know, this is the second preseason game against the Titans. What are you going to be watching for tonight with them? Or what position groups are you kind of watching? What players are you going to be focusing on?
For me, I'm going to be watching they've talked about – Brian Callahan, their head coach, has talked about starting their ones on the offense, doing a couple of drives with Cam Ward, the first-string offensive line, even though they're dinged up with a couple of injuries. I want to see how our twos – quote-unquote twos on defense kind of match up with that. I want to see Rook in that situation. I want to see Brandon Dorlus in that situation. Zach Harrison, Khalid Kareem, up and down. You know, Jalen Walker. I want to see how those guys react in that situation against a starting caliber offensive line. You had some success, I think, the end of the game with last week through three quarters, obviously, because it was suspended, with three sacks. And I think I want to see that continue tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I mean, that it's the same, really. I thought Terry made an interesting comment when he joined Arch and West for the game on last Friday about the backup running back position. And I say backup because I don't really count Algier as a backup. It's kind of, you know, they share in some ways. But what are the Falcons doing that third running back? And that third running back is going to have to be one of the things they're going to be judged on is not just special teams. You know, Carlos Washington didn't play last week, but Corbin Carter and Dotson did. I thought Dotson did a really good job in pass pro. Now, he did have a catch out of the backfield. He didn't do much in the run game, but that I don't really blame him. I'm not faulting him for some of the lanes that weren't there because I didn't think they were very good in run blocking last week, Mike. But that backup, there's the DBs, obviously, you know, who's running, who's playing a gunner, which is such an odd thing to say that you're going to look for. But also the wide receiver room is still shaking out. How many are they going to keep? How's the special teams going to play out? Is one of those guys like Chris Blair or Drummond, is he competing with, you know, like Mike Ford for
right.
spot two for that gunner?
Right.
Can he beat
the push and pull of offense versus defense?
Yeah.
I completely agree with that.
Can he do enough offensively as a receiver and then do enough as a special teamer to beat out Mike Ford?
Yeah.
With the addition of Henderson? So I don't know.
It's a good question. I will say, and going back to you were talking about the run game last week, I think that's another thing that we have to talk about. Javon Gwynn played every snap at center last week. Joshua Gray has been a guy that, you know, was kind of brought in to compete there. The rookie out of Oregon State did not play center and is kind of still learning to snap. Javon Gwynn did not play well in the run game. I thought he played extremely well in the pass game last week, and I thought you saw that with the protection of Easton Stick. You gave up one sack, and you really did a nice job in front of him. But in the run game, Javon Gwynn was less than stellar. I mean, it was just bad. I'm just going to throw it out there. Javon Glenn was bad in the run game, missed multiple linebackers that were running through on the wide zone. And as we've talked about, if you're going to be in this offense, you have to be able to block for wide zone. And he was not able to do that last week.
Is that a little bit surprising to you that he was better in the pass pro than he was in the run blocking?
Yeah.
Built the way he's built?
Yes.
I mean,
he's got shorter stature. He's not a long person. And usually when that happens, when you look at shorter centers, yeah, they're usually able to climb up the second level. And I don't know if it was a – I don't know if it was not able to get off the double team. I don't know if it was – it doesn't seem to be an athleticism issue. I don't know if it was a – maybe it was a front identification. Maybe he thought he was climbing up to a Will linebacker and was supposed to be going more front side. I don't know. But there were numerous plays that the running backs were getting hit at the line of scrimmage by guys that were supposed to be blocked by Javon Gwynn. And that's why afterwards you see them go out and sign Jake Hansen, who has kind of bounced around the NFL for a few years and saying, hey, we might need a veteran upgrade at that spot.
The one clip that you and I watched together, he just didn't look like he knew exactly what his role was, because he hesitates, and then as soon as he goes to get to the second level, he just kind of stumbled.
Yeah. Well, and not to get too deep in the weeds, I could talk about this forever. It's one of my favorite things to talk about, as you guys know. But it was he gets kind of grabbed a little bit on a block that, you know, was supposed to be taken over by the left guard, whoever's at the left guard spot. And he kind of turns back into it. And that linebacker that you're supposed to be climbing to didn't miss and comes downhill and makes that play. And so, like I said, I don't know if it's a simple communication issue with the backside guard. Maybe he didn't think the backside guard's overtaking. Maybe he thinks the backside guard is climbing up to that linebacker. I don't know. I'm not in those meeting rooms. But I will say that just multiple times watching him in the run game last week, less than stellar. And so he probably needs to have – if he still has eyes on that backup center spot, probably needs to have a much better night tonight.
Well, there are certainly a lot of questions about tonight's game. Appropriately, we have former Falcons quarterback and now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer, on deck. He's going to join us ahead of tonight's preseason game. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.